Good morning. My name is Tamara Renaud. I'm here from the New York City Department of Health from the HIV Bureau. And today I'll be talking about field testing for HIV as part of partner services. So the objective of the study was really to determine if field testing increases the percent of notified partners who test for HIV infection. To give you just a little bit of background on partner services are to assist HIV-infected patients to inform their partners that they had sex or shared syringes with someone who has HIV. So we have staff who go and interview HIV-positive individuals and elicit partners' names. We then go out into the field to locate and notify these partners, offer them a test for HIV infection, and link them to medical care if they turn out to be HIV-positive. The public health relevance of partner services is it helps us to identify previously undiagnosed HIV infection earlier on, and we know that late diagnosis doubles the death rate, so it's important to do it as soon as possible. It also helps us to prevent new infections because we know that people who know their status are less likely to pass it on. So we have a unit within the HIV Bureau of the New York City Health Department called the Field Services Unit. We offer partner services to HIV-infected persons in private and public hospitals in 12 participating facilities, and also in the New York City jail system. We service 4 out of 5 New York City boroughs, and we provide partner services wherever the partners are in the entire city. So we had 2 periods for this study, the pre-intervention period, which was before we offered field testing, and then the intervention period when we offered field testing. During the pre-intervention period, FSU notified partners mostly in the field, either in a partner's home or in an official car. And partners were then encouraged to test for HIV in a clinic. FSU often escorted partners to either a health department, STD clinic, or to an FSU participating facility. However, we noted that within the first year of operations, only 49% of notified partners tested for HIV. So for those of you who are involved with partner services, you know that the biggest crux of time is really the process of interviewing and trying to elicit partner names and then locating and notifying. And once you finally have a partner in front of you, you want to get the biggest bang for your buck. So it was very frustrating that having interviewed 1,200 patients and notified 430 partners, 222 of which were negative or unknown, that only 49% tested for HIV. So we began to investigate why only half of notified partners tested for HIV. And we started talking to the DIS who were in the field, and they reported a resistance by partners to go to a clinic to test. And the reasons that the partner gave for not testing were time constraints. I can't go with you right now because my kids are coming back from school, or I have to go run an errand or what have you. Fear of being seen by someone known to them in a clinic or in the hospital, and the inconvenience of having to go to another location to test. It also led to FSU staff spending a tremendous amount of time going back to the partner to try and convince them to go with them at a different point in time to get tested. We also face a constraint in New York State because only HIV positive results are reportable to the health department. And we could only access HIV negative test results if a partner provider showed us the test results, proof. Or the partner themselves signed a release of information. So if a partner said, I'm going to go to my own private provider to get my test, unless they signed this HIPAA, we couldn't review their medical chart. And so then we couldn't record the negative result. Or if we were to test the partner ourselves, then we could record the negative. And at that time, we weren't doing it. So we decided that it would be a good idea to do field testing. So in February of 2008, we introduced HIV field testing. Partners were offered a field test at the time of notification in the field, and usually the tests were performed in a partner's home or an official car. Partners who refused the field test were referred to an STD clinic or an FSU participating facility. Partners consented to an HIV test in writing as per New York State law. We've been trying to change that law unsuccessfully for several years now. The specimen was collected by staff and shipped to the laboratory for processing. Results were then faxed back to us, to an FSU coordinator, on a secure fax machine within 2 to 5 days, and results were returned to a partner in person. We chose the OraSure HIV-1 platform for our tests. It's a conventional test, which requires only a one-step process to collect the specimen for EIA and Western blot. It collects oral mucosal transudate. It's operationally very simple, and it's easy to carry. It's like this big, yeah. And it's stable at room temperature for 30 days, which allowed us to ship it by FedEx. It requires no CLIA certificate of waiver and has a sensitivity of 99.4 to 99.9 and a specificity of 97.6 to 99.9. We analyzed the testing rates before and during field testing. We used 2 1-year periods to account for sort of the rollout time of each of the interventions, so September 06 to August 07 and September 08 to August 09. And we used chi-square tests and Fisher's exact test to quantify the differences. So if you look at the left-hand column, you'll see our index population of positive patients in the pre-intervention period. We had about 56% male, 31% MSM. Over 95% of our patients are Black or Hispanic, and about a fifth were between the ages of 13 and 29. The population during the intervention period changed a little bit. We had more males and more MSM. We also had a bigger proportion of young people. This difference can be explained because we started working in a big facility that worked with a large population of MSM. Our notified partners were mostly male. We had about a quarter MSM. Again, mostly Black and Hispanic population, and about a third were between the ages of 13 and 29. And during the intervention period, we had not a bigger proportion of males, but we did have a bigger proportion of MSM, and we also had a bigger proportion of young 13 to 19-year-old notified partners. So this was our main outcome, which we were very pleased with. Our testing rates increased from 49% of notified partners to 76% of notified partners, and this was highly significant. And we found this across all demographic groups, gender, sexual orientation, race, and age. Field testing was also found to be highly acceptable. 80% of the partners who agreed to test tested in the field. It was also very convenient for our staff. Because 79% of notifications happened in the field, the partners could be tested immediately without having to make arrangements for a clinic test. It was time-saving both for our staff as well as for the partners themselves, who could do the test right there and then. So in summary, we had 55% increase in testing rate among previously HIV negative or unknown notified partners, and the increase was seen in all subgroups regardless of race, gender, age, and if MSM. And field testing was acceptable to partners and convenient to FSU staff. It increased our partner testing. CDC recommends reducing barriers to testing, including through routine offer and opt-out testing. We feel that field testing can reduce partner barriers to HIV testing, and it increases HIV status awareness among a very high-risk group, i.e. the partners of known positives. We did a very back-of-the-envelope cost analysis, and I just wanted to share this with you. We included overhead costs for, so we compared our field testing costs, our direct field testing costs, to the cost that it would take to take someone over to a field, to an STD clinic for testing. So we included our overhead costs. We included the cost per test. So it was $39 for the OraSure test and $12 for the OraQuick in the STD clinic. And then we also included the cost of the confirmatory Western blot. So we had to pay $70 for anybody who tested positive above a 4% HIV prevalence. And we had a 10% prevalence in our post-test period, so we had to pay extra for 6% of our people. And then for in the clinic settings, it was 46% for everybody who tested positive, so 10% of the people. For personnel, We interviewed our staff and did some field observations, and it took approximately an hour and a half to do a field test. And then we calculated 2.25 hours for testing in a clinic, and that involved the process of trying to convince someone to go to the clinic and escorting them to the clinic, and then if they refused to go then, to come back and get them at a different time, to call them, to convince them in some other way. So that was quite an onerous process, and then we included 15 minutes for the actual test in the clinic. We calculated the cost per test and the cost per new positive, and we used the intervention period numbers, which were 254 tests performed and a 10% prevalence. So here are the numbers, and if you just focus on the lower part of the slide, you'll see that the cost per test was pretty competitive. We had $91 per test in the field and about $107 in the STD clinic. And the cost per new positive was $888 in the field and $940 in the clinic. So you'll see the biggest difference in cost is in the personnel cost, which was the time, that it took us much more time to take someone to a clinic than to field test them. So field testing costs are small and maybe cost-saving compared to testing field-notified partners in a clinic, and it's efficient because it takes advantage of a pre-existing partner services program. So the infrastructure already existed to be able to do this. The limitations of the study overall is that we probably underestimated the number of clinic tests in the pre-intervention period because of difficulty documenting negative HIV tests. Also, the data was collected from an urban setting with a high number of MSM and may not be generalizable to other populations with lower risk for HIV infection. In conclusion, field testing significantly increased testing rates among notified partners. It was operationally simple to implement and costs were reasonable. So we'd recommend it to other partner notification programs wanting to improve partner testing rates. I'd like to acknowledge my co-authors and the FSU staff for interviewing and notifying testing, and Kent Sepkowitz and Kyle Bernstein for their guidance on this. Thank you.
Thank you. That was very nice. We have time for a few questions.
Thanks, Mark. Thanks for that presentation. It was really great. I think field testing needs to happen in more locations. I'm wondering if you considered rapid testing to assist with notification of negatives and not having to go back out in the field.
Yeah. We did consider it, but rapid testing requires a lot more of a controlled environment than we were able to guarantee within our field tests. Our notifications happen in all sorts of settings, and it's very hard to do rapid tests in those kind of settings. The OraSure test is very stable and therefore very easy to implement. It's also, it allowed us to be able to integrate it with our staff, who were very nervous about integrating this in the beginning. There was this huge reaction and threats of going to the union and all of that. And giving the PHAs or the DIS time between the collection and the return of the results was very important. We've been able to return results to all of our tested partners.
So this is great. It's important to have this as another thing to do in the field. But I know at least in New Haven in the STD clinic, if we have a partner that comes in to get tested, they're going to get tested for other STDs. So just thinking of missed opportunities, was there a discussion about if everybody's going to be getting tested in the field and they're not going to go to the clinic to get tested for other STDs, was there a discussion about how to ascertain what you might be missing?
Yeah, our biggest consideration was the missed opportunity in testing for HIV, given that we knew they were exposed to HIV infection. We encourage people to go to the STD clinic, and we give them information about it. But given that we only had a 50% acceptance of that, we felt that it was necessary to meet them where they're at.
Presumably, if they were HIV positive, they got into care, and
right.
Then they would get could get tested for STDs.
Before the intervention period, when you were actually bringing notified partners into the clinic to get them tested, were they getting an STD screen also?
Yeah, they would get screened for everything. I mean, everything that they asked for. Yeah.
Okay, thank you very much, Tamara. I think we'll have to move on.